things you worked, held where you did, it's by one, shaped by my hands. Staggering like steam in an evocative dance, evocative because it dies young, it dies, it dies young.
Bye. All right, a little triple feature for you there. E-Vax and Ratatat with Nobody Else. Before that, you heard Compelled by Christie with Truck or by Truck Violence. And before that, Beartooth with Bullshit. You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio. I realized, excuse me, that I promoted my new album. I should probably put a song on off of it. that seems like a smart thing to do, so we're going to do that next. But in the meantime, let's just chat. I hope that you will come out and see my set at Midsummer. That I'm looking forward to that, and I hope that you'll check it out. I'm not playing anything from that set for this episode, which maybe is annoying, but whatever. All right, you know what? Let's do this. This is Stories Heard But Not Recalled by Megafauna from my upcoming record. I hope you check it out when it comes out in September. This single is actually available on streaming and YouTube and stuff, so if you like it, you can listen to it even more. Here you go.
Forest fire. smoke filled my lungs. A painted sky all summer long. The only thing that's left is my longing for that blue, blue sky. That sun, sunshine. Where did it go? That fire takes everything you know and burns it to the ground. Oh, take me to the water. I wanna drift away. Yeah. But my mountain inside keeps on burning, and there's no escape.
Kyle Burnett, Take Me to the Water, from their EP Glory Days, which just released on Syrup Moose Records. Before that, Stories Heard But Not Recalled by Megafauna from my upcoming album in September. I realized that I haven't talked about the thing that has been scratching a weirdly specific itch in my brain for the last 2 weeks or so, and that is Two Point Museum. I have been playing Two Point Museum and it is, I freaking love it. It's so much fun. I've been really enjoying it. I'm not usually great with the kind of, like SimCity sim style games, but for whatever reason, the act of building a museum and decorating it and sending people out exploring for stuff has been really appealing to me. I bought the Artifacts DLC and the Fantasy one. I haven't really played around with both of those yet, but I've been having just such a good time. They're great. I'm loving them very much. Those are kind of the games that I have had the, like, the interesting capacity to play. I started playing, Silent Hill F, and it's great. It is good. I don't have the, like, extra bandwidth to follow a story super closely. So, that's kind of on pause. And once the new James Bond game goes on sale, I'll probably play that. But for now, I'm going to just continue playing the absolute hell out of Two Point Museum, even though the Steam Summer Sale has put every single game on my wish list on sale, which is infuriating. I'm only one man. What do you want from me? Yeah. Anyway, that's that's that. And yeah, if you like kind of like simulation style games, I think that the tone and the it's funny because it's quite a cartoonish game, but it does have some pretty complicated mechanics in it. And, you know, the campaign mode slowly kind of introduces them all to you before you go absolutely buck wild on a sandbox one, which I fully plan to do once I'm done. But I will get 5 stars on all of my museums. I will get 5. Yeah, it's just been a delight. I'm actually probably going to go play it when I'm done this. No, actually, I say that. I have to mow my lawn. We just bought a lawnmower. My lawn has never been mowed. I got to mow my lawn. I don't want to. I really don't. But I'm going to when the show is finished. Good Lord. Anyway. you know what? I think half the battle is making yourself laugh. Yeah. Have you been playing any games or anything lately that you would like to share with me that you have enjoyed? Check out the 2 Point Museum and tell me your favorite game over on themarsh.ca on Instagram. Huge shout out to Ursula from, the Yarn Yurt in Smithers for hosting a fiber social, on Sunday. My wife and I went, we had such a good time, and it was a really nice, inspiring environment. I got knitting again, which it's been a minute, and, I feel much more, I'm feeling re-energized about knitting, which is really cool. So shout out, for, Wooly You, I believe is the name of the shop. Sorry, I shouldn't just say the Yarn Yurt because I know what that means, but, huge shout out to Ursula from Wooly You for this fiber social on Sunday. That was a blast. All right, folks, we got Ocean Sleeper coming up, and then we are going to say our goodbyes. See you in a few.
I should have kept it on the loneliness of the pain you never knew. I let it eat at me. Don't let the worst of me be the end of you.
Destroy me. All the more we change the world.
Ocean Sleeper, Peace When I'm Dead. This is the final break. This is the final speaking break on this episode of Syrup Moose Radio. I tried to keep it light. I hope that we did. I hope we explored all the things that are fun and bring us joy. And so I will do one final bunch of plugs, primarily and most like coming the soonest is I will be performing at Midsummer Music Festival on Saturday on stage 3 at noon. I will be performing something very strange and cool, I hope. So I hope you'll come out and check that out if you have woken up. I know the party at the music festival can kind of kill your sleep, but please come and see me at noon and stick around after that for Download History at 1. Unusual sets, but I think will be worth your time. Also, I will be in Port Alberni performing on August 22nd at Char's Landing, $15 at the door. I'm not doing pre-sale tickets, but I really would love people to come. It's my second time playing in Port. Port Alberni is my hometown, so come out and check that show out if you can. I don't know when I'll be back, so you know, I don't get booked for a lot of shows down south, so if you want an opportunity to come and see me play, this is the time. And I'll be playing my whole new album out in September. Very excited for that self-titled. I'm excited to share it with everybody. I hope you guys like it. That's kind of it. As always, everything that happens on the show and everything I talk about, usually I've talked about elsewhere. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at marsh.ca, or you can just go to the website, themarsh.ca. Everything that I do is there. I hope you'll go check it out. I'm working hard on a new website. I think it'll look pretty cool. And yeah. Thank you all, as ever, for listening. I am eternally grateful to any, even if you're just, if only one person listens to this show, I am so grateful to you. And if it's more, even better. So thank you so much for listening. This is Crisis Crew. The song is called Desecrated Bug. And I will see you all next week with more Syrup Moose Radio. Take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Because you would let a chick pee on you? Thank you. I'm going to steal that. That's good. That's solid. Let's sing about that.
You wait.
How you let a chick pee on you? Or a garbanzo pee on
you? No, you got to let a garbanzo pee on you.
Oh, that garbanzo bee tried to piss on me.
awesome! That's really awesome!